still attending. I think my first take of the truth to recognize this was actually our first portfolio of committee meeting in 2010, formally. And should also wish you all the best in 2010. Compliments to all of us and all of you. I know that we did extend house and kitchen in the Eastern Cape. It's important just to stay in the record. I think I must start off by thanking you very much for the cooperation attended to the oversight process that you had to the ACK. My own impression is that we made the right thing, just in terms of occupying the space and showing that the spirit of God is in our country. Obviously, it was just a very exciting process of some of the projects that are happening and the project, but the work still has to be done. Pre-report, draft report is in your packages that I think you should engage with in the next meeting after you send to the So that is the one matter. I think that also the last meeting that we had, where we were invited by Professor Thoreau, I must also thank you for your attendance there. And the impact that you clearly chose on that we are serious and understand the issues that I have. We are dealing with a very vast and difficult department of public works at you. And it's not our duty to involve to defend them when they do wrong things. But also we are there to encourage them to do their work better. I think we know the landscape more or less that we operate in. And we should be able all the time to try and encourage them to improve. You know they are doing. For this session and the next session, I want us to, we are still busy with this program, because the program of Parliament ends in March, the one that I have seen. I want us to have a program that takes us from this session to the next one, so that we play better. But you recall that we were trying to do oversight in the few weeks as well, including the password. But now Parliament has requested that we do all the outstanding reports and all that. And so on. We wanted to see the CFPB, the CBEs, and the professional councils that you know. That request has been declined. Not enough of that for all the things that happen to be 3 days next week. Yeah. She's away from the country. And a plan. 4 days. Let's do committee. So we wanted to utilize the problem in terms of what we planned in the workshop before. I haven't engaged with the chairperson of committee. So I would suggest that we do the bulk of the work next week and also reflect on some of the issues, because what they want us to do is to have a 5 day program about what we need to do the next 5 days. It's not difficult to do because some of the work will be repetitive. And others will be in the light of what we have been promised will happen at certain intervals. So it's not something that will be intimidating for professional work. Now, let me hasten to apologize on behalf of ourselves here, sitting here, that you only received the documents this morning. I was advised that the document, the latest, would be in a few days. lunch when they were not there, I called up and said that she assured me that no, they were collected, by the public soccer club. But I insisted that at least they must be in the pigeonhole before after sport. So that when we took that break, they were able to. That's why you got a message that said you were there. They were not there some day last night. I left very late. After 8 yesterday, just before 9. We called them this morning and I don't expect that to be able to play. The seriousness of Munnas and some of the reports that we are adopting is that they become a record of fun. It can be called upon any time, including any court of law. If we took some decisions or we took a record that we can't account for, we can't just go there that we adopted things in a rush. So it's important to understand that aspect that this is kept for posterity. So we can't just do them in a rush. So my own proposal, therefore, is that we are going to do them in the next meeting. Of course, it will be next Tuesday. And all the other outstanding matters. You recall that we're getting into also, after the State of the Nation address, which should also inform our strategic plan. We expect also to deal with the budget vote sometime in next month, in March, and also the strategic plan that should be available in the 3rd of March. So in that process, we should be able to be ready to deal with those things, which will be tabled tomorrow. The budget vote will be tabled tomorrow. So we'll have to plan around that as well. We, this time around, have to call for public hearings. So in whatever we do, we must burst that into our program. Members, we've got a huge responsibility, after the money bill was passed. There are certain expectations on what committees should do. Okay, so that the law allows us to amend these things in a better process of amendment of the budget. So it's important that we check very carefully and also maybe just get some sort of parliamentary advice on the matter of processing themselves. Check out those things working. I think political parties are engaging in how best to implement this law, I suppose. So it's important that we on top of that game as well. So I'm just putting it as well to members to look into that. The problem only that we have is that the budget office, as envisaged by that law, is not yet operational. The process of adverts and so on, I think, are in place. There is a task team and an interim team led also by the Secretary of Parliament, and it's trying to set up. So we are not fully functional in terms of implementation of that law. But also, it doesn't inhibit us from doing our work in terms of metrics. So I'm just telling this for members to just maybe pay interest in that aspect as well. Having said that, I must raise the issue of attendance to our meeting, particularly for the committee meetings. Accepting all the apologies that we have received, the secretariat is expected to record what time we started with our meeting. And we can't start if the quorum is not full. So I'm just making an appeal that let's make an effort to keep to time where at all possible, at all times actually. Where there is a problem here and there, I'm sure you can understand. Delayed in other meetings or if we get lost for other grammar, it's understandable. Mm-hmm. It takes about 15 years for you to understand this before. That's my experience. So don't how did you get lost? It's you knowing other corners, unintentional. So I'm just making the case. I'm worried about certain apologies that are very consistent, but that will be separate. You see, we can't have permanent apologies to permanent members of the committee. You see, apologies are an exception and not a rule. But we do have two apologies. One comes from Papa Manan, and the other one, which will come from Honorable Mandela, the chief. Because he was a member of his committee, and I think he was relocated from that. So he called this to apology. Moment of November, I don't know what the hold up is, but she just said this moment that she's allowed. The reason why I'm raising this thing is because there are members who come here on time and early, and they wait for all of us to arrive, tell us to say, at that time, no, I can't make it. You see, when you're about to start, it's important if you know in advance that you, unless an emergency, that you're not going to be able to make it, to be able to let us know in advance so that we can make alternative arrangements. Baba Kahel, I'm not sure where he is as well, but all I say is that those are things that we must sum up on, because we do have to work as a team. We've got a very huge responsibility ahead of us. And public work will survive, thrive, or fall on our shoulders. You see, if we don't strengthen here, and I'm not talking about taking shortcuts of that. You see, it's easy, we can, on the side, I was tempted at some point when I was asked by a general to respond to Kupapu when you talked about the jobs of the president.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they came to me and I said, okay, I'll respond at the appropriate time. You see, it's easy, we could take shortcuts on these matters, but these are matters for me that impact directly on the lives of our people. So it's important that we give them facts about how far and what we do. You see, to me, the Eastern Cape was our first step together, and it was an eye-opener to just see that, and there were jokes that we have shared in terms of how jittery the leadership was. That's what our presence there. But it's a joke in that sense, but in terms of the work, I think the seriousness was very divine. One last thing that I actually remember, like it happened with the work of the committee. He said that we must sum up the management committee. So that's what for the committee. So, we have to come out that way as well. Well, then you thank for reminding us. We discussed it, what the work that I forgot about it until you raised it. Keep on going to the management committee so that you must remind us.
Of the women.
Of the women, yeah. Yeah, and then I'll come to you. So, those are the issues that we have in a general point. You see? But I want us to first just make the following decision. Then we'll adopt the report on the minutes in the coming meeting. But you can comment on all of the other issues that you're saying. And then also next week, once we do that, we'll be doing all the outstanding reports, including just our program going forward. So I just wanted to raise that on the practical method. But in general, I think that over to you. Let me just tell you that I won't detain you here for now. Okay. Over there, and then I'll have to.
Yeah, two things. The first one come about the oversight. I don't know when you're going to do a just a brief evaluation, or maybe I can comment if you have permission. you know, we listen to the president's speech, and my own feeling is that you need to do more of this oversight. Maybe that has implication on our budget. But secondly, that from what we have seen from Eastern Cape, the further jobs that we obtain, we with a clear conscience. I mean, the big question becomes the experience in the Eastern Cape. Can we say this is succeeding, or this is on, but it needs serious attention from us, somebody who will kind of make sure that it runs accordingly, because for now, we can't relax and say things are working as expected from that oversight. So we need to think, was it, were we impressed with it, or we really think there are matters that need serious, serious attention if we really want it to work. The second one comes through the window, if you don't mind. I can't even concentrate. I don't have tickets. Just anybody who's got flight ticket, including your chair. This is through the window. But the window can be useful.
No.
I was also commenting based on our trip to the Eastern Cape, and also thinking that maybe in future, when we do oversight, maybe we need to consult properly, not rely squarely on government officials. Also find some reliable people, you know, in the area that we will be visiting, who knows about the project and what is happening. I mean, we went to the Eastern Cape on Sunday. When you look at the city thread, you see on the first page that other people did not even have shelter above their heads. They were attending school under a tree, and we were never informed about that, you know. People took us where they felt we would be impressed. And actually, in as much as they could impress us, but we also need to know about the worst situations in those areas, so that, you know, we have both, you know, sides of good and bad, and how worst is that, and how best is that. And I think that will be best if we go to all provinces and, you know, comparatively speaking, at the end of the note, know which province is the most.
Thank you very much.
For what Obrateni was proposing, I think it makes sense of a reflecting on our business. Because giving it a fair and just, you know, looking at what our intentions were. Did we achieve that intention? What the measuring tool do you use to say that this actually we are on the correct track, or the our visit achieved its objective? I don't know when are we going to do that, but the second to that, it will be the terms of reference. You know, doing a visit in a, what is it, a patrolling activity. Now, it is good when you say our target is to see the EPWP, you know, or is to see the school, whatever. If that has a linkage, now in terms of reference must be clear. That I think would help us a lot. But my proposal is, let's find a day or so where we'll be reflecting on our business. We might have some time in the process to forecast ourselves. We must more be able to criticize ourselves where we forecast, so that we must not continue that mistake.
Thank you.
Oh,
know the way. You think, well, I'm good thinking.
I know. But, no, I think I fully agree with the other members. First of all, it was really very unfortunate that we were all over the in our country. Because we couldn't meet. And we had other commitments, so we couldn't meet before we left. And secondly, I want to raise a point, because I think I'm the only one, at least, who has been in this committee longer than the other. I mean, ever since I came here, I joined this committee in 2006. And I can assure you, the Eastern Cape has never allowed us to go there. What used to happen, they would say, okay, Akon is my witness. They would say, no, you can come. And then on the Friday, when all the tickets and everything are ready, they just see the effect that the MC won't be, either the MC won't be there or the whole committee won't be there. So nobody will receive us. And I mean, for the past 4 years, I was joining this committee. This has been happening trip after trip, and then we have visited all the other other provinces, but this one, there was that resistance. They didn't want us to go there. I mean, even before COVID came, we were still the chairperson of the portfolio committee, and she was from the province, she was from national. I was just asking myself, what is happening? What's going on? Why can't this people let us go there? And this time around, when they said, come, we just felt we need to go. I mean, see for ourselves whatever is there. we understand that we should have met, we couldn't identify any problems because we didn't know anything. But I know how they operate. I know, I've told the chair that I know how those people operate. They are just, I mean, they always do. They always look at you, but more or unatus or fungi. They've got answers to every question we are going to have. So, and I was saying, that is why I tried to reach Akon and to say, Akon, please take these numbers, ask these people to show us some of the projects. Because our main target was math schools and EPWC. But they just couldn't. Because I knew we could not rely on the department. I know how they operate. I know. Unfortunately, she couldn't go through. I don't know what she couldn't get hold of the guy who was supposed to give us a direction. And unfortunately, I can say two names, but unfortunately, she couldn't get hold of any of the two. That is point number one, and at least I'm happy that you went there. Yeah. And you have seen for yourself with Banjan how they operate. But you have a calling, but together. I mean, if you are putting something, then no, just be quiet. Well, I'll answer that one. That's how they are. That's how they are. At least, and when they thought, this inspector is better, right? Bad. No, and the chair made it very clear that. It's not as if we want to work with you. And they understood, they even phoned us after we had left, that, hey guys, no, at least you are happy that you came. I mean, I know them. So, but next time, I think we need to give Inez some work to do, to make some research for us. Before we go there, and then we'll, at least if they say go to the zoo, no, we would like to see that concept. And that's it.
Can I just?
You know, Chair,
I'm very much concerned because a lot of money is being wasted in the process. And, you know, I don't know this notion that our people think that, you know, when money comes for development, they look at it and think that part of this money must be in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know how can we actually sort this thing out and make sure that money is directed to where it is supposed to work. And at the end of the day, it leaves our own people again, you know, very poor. And, you know, as if now, at the end of the day, it goes back to the government. And the fingers will be pointing at the government that, look, the government does not deliver. But at the same time, I think to some extent, our own people are actually failing the government to some extent.
Okay. The question of mine is actually about the report. I think I just want to put a suggestion. If next week we're going to adopt it, it is best that members go through it. If there is something that they want to ask me, we should edit before so that next week we don't have to waste more time on someone bringing this and this. So that Akona can capture it, and then when we come here, we just look at those changes and then we can adopt the report without wasting time on agreeing on some of the points. But I just want to say, when we were talking about Nahari Patalysis, maybe to translate it is far better in Afrikaans, flat land.
We do a proper evaluation in terms of content as well. We'll be discussing the draft report in your package for APK. I think go through it so that when we do that evaluation, we also put content to it. Okay. But I think it's important just to do the initial reflection. So, you know, now when I was informed about the Eastern Cape, fortunately, we say that the Eastern Cape has invaded us for too long. You see? And we had clear things. The terms of reference were very clear. It was not all over. It was to say, let's look into the EPWP program, project, phase two, job creation, work opportunity, and let's look into the progress vis-a-vis mass schools. Those are the two focal points. So when we give the Eastern Cape what we were cutting for, it was precisely there. So there was no ambiguity about the terms of reference in our own view. And secondly, we did also try and put together a portfolio committee before we left. And there were too many apologies, and then we cancelled the meeting. So that before we go there, we want to meet for the first time in the Eastern Cape. We wanted to plan and say what are the other issues, so that when we get there, we're clear about the issues. And also, the Eastern Cape has got the background. You know, just to say, so what happened? Then for them, people are still looking. Why are these people involved in that? One thing that is still fascinating to me was how the NDC was in a hurry. that is the joke I was talking about. When he came in, he briefed me to say, hey, man, we've got the quota or something, downgrade the quota. So I think, man, I came here out of respect for this committee. I only be here for 2 months. I want to pay you a big salary. But I could see that my sister was not relaxed. One piece of that, it's 20 minutes already. People are too late at all. I, until the end, we only went to address the weather outside. She was still there. That guy. I think it was just a panic response as to what to expect. But, like you are saying, we try to stay in our mind. We are here to work with him, but not to succeed. You see, I think we must be firm and fair, but also fair. We suspect a lot of foul play in terms of finances of government, particularly in public work. But we can't make those claims until we feel clear. To the extent that we are able to see those that we can, we should be very firm. But for now, we should respect the process that is undergoing and accept the difficulty as well.
So I'm just saying, I'm not too uncomfortable, I'm not unhappy about what you've done. I think to me it's not the together. We can plan better, we should plan better, we should do advanced research and so on and so on. And you could see that they wanted us to spend a lot of time on the course.
Yeah.
So that was one thing. And so, do you want to tell me that from where we were in the East London to New Unique, there was no other project happening around? I mean, I'm just saying, those are the things that we, you know, we can go through and look at. But I accept that let's do an evaluation. We give ourselves time before time next week to do this next one. You see? And like you are saying, I agree with Noma now. If there are corrections in the middle, pour them to our corner. We'll look into this. But at least if you do that before you leave the train, so that by Friday we've got corrected documents. If you do it by Thursday, Friday, before you go home, if you're going home, Friday, whatever, you've got the correct version of documents. For those who are living time, at least you get the money they're going to have, so that Tuesday we have it to also adopt and do it. So that would be my plea on our side. I don't know, brother, how to address your flight ticket question. You made the point, you know. It's not only you.
Before Chairperson, there's this report here. I'm sure all of us were not here. This is dated 30th March 2009. I was supposed to adopt it, yeah, from Standing Committee on Appropriation.
No, I think it's the information.
Oh, it's the information, okay.
Information. They're not they're talking about the Standing Committee, not only
appropriation. Okay.
They're elaborating. There's the one thing that we all have to look into, and but this one has got you recall that when we did our assessment, I said to you before you reach home, by the time you reach home, you'll receive a report. Thanks for not remembering that. Okay. We've been fighting with my wife here. How is it next? Look how jealous you look.
I'm not looking at that.
So we've been having an engagement. It was up by them because she was not there, she was there. She got a humorous speaker or something. In the whole website. So this is a redone work out of memory and picture. So I've been trying to impress upon them and Nancy work together to produce this report. So you'll recall that even when I came here earlier, I just look into some of these things and thought, but what do you do if somebody says my computer crashed? With all the information.
You crash here also.
No, the building bans in Pretoria or what I came into the building. And then the whole information is gone. So there's nothing that we can do.
At least this one is not linked. It's not linked to any report of the AGM line. There is no proof that we have here. That one is reports that have got to do with what the man is disappearing. So this one is an innocent one. if there is nothing else, I don't think we should continue talking to each other about the old. I'm just going to give you the last point to say whatever is in your heart. That was for the Umaka, so that you don't need those meetings without saying that.
I think my only comment will really be about the oversight period. That one is stuck with me because of, you know, the poverty one. Mm-hmm. I mean, check. You know, now we can take our phones and watch soccer game. We take our phones, you know. Those people can't, they have television, but they are with no use. You know. Now, it's not something that we can do something about every community. first and foremost, it doesn't fall within our function. But these are some of the issues that I believe, at least that this current chair has been related to those who may be in a position to assist in. I personally don't necessarily think that the commission perhaps be contained in a report. That must be adopted by the committee first. But I'm saying, Chair, that, you know, I think that really was an eye-opener. You know, you're used to the appalling conditions of people that live around you. You see, they become, you just used to them, and you take these things for granted until you go to where people have it even worse. And they have it worse, Chair, in the face of wholesale mismanagement, corruption, fraud, and just generally squandering of public resources. No problem. Of course, it has been other problems. The Eastern Cape is one of the provinces that has been seriously, damaged by. And I think partly, Chair, they inherited this from the Sky government. This thing has been coming on for a long time. You know. And really, Chair, I'm just saying that experience was really, it's heartfelt. It's really heartfelt. And I think personally, for me personally, it said to me, we will have to pull up our thoughts. You know, what we are doing here is really, really serious. Because it means, you know, the difference between life and death to other people. You know, for a young man at the time he was young, you know, for him to carry his mother over the mountain to give birth, you know. Now, he carried his mother four times. I mean, you know the story. This other old man has 10 or 11 children. His wife was carried 10 or 11 times over the mountain. And probably this young man was part of the contingent of foot soldiers who did. So, you can imagine how many people did that guy kill over the mountain. How many? Omama, Abanga. It's a heartbreaking story. But it's also a story of the people who were hoped. I mean, you could see the hope in their eyes. You know, those people are not despondent, Chair. That's what stood out. They are not despondent. You know, they are not despondent. They are not angry. They are not burning tires. They are not. You know, they are saying, "Look, we understand, but now please, these things must come to us as well." You know, they feel disappointed at the fact that right there is an electrical, you know, the pole. They see it every day. They see it every day. They are not angry, they are not furious, they are not their thing, but we want those facilities as well. You know? So it is our responsibility, Chair. We need to take our, and I'm not saying we do not. I'm just trying to impress that we really need to take our work seriously. Because our work, to many people, means the difference between life and death. That's a lasting impression on me. I'm sure we'll have other experiences as well in other provinces, you know. It's a first and but the reality is we're so stuck. It was really stuck. I mean, I'm used to poverty. I mean, myself, I grew up in a poor family. But, Chad, mine is a city compared to other people experience. Now, I'm telling you. Yeah,
no,
you're a millionaire.
I'm a millionaire.
I mean, it's like Zimbabwe. Everybody is a millionaire. This is that kind of.
No, I'm glad you shared this feeling. You just addressed with the impression that you said, you say with such passion.
It has only subject that is. When the chairperson was, when I was reminds me of how passionate was the chairperson with the 90s.
Yes,
sir. I can't say it, don't you? No, better than that, I was saying, I'm just bit worried about the power relations. No? The power vested with this committee versus the power vested with the provincial portfolio committee and then MEC there through communities and so on. Now, I don't know, maybe it's a constitutional question. What authority does this committee have in terms of, you know, putting your foot on the ground and saying, no, now you stop, you don't proceed, or you just continue to say, no, fine, no, gentlemen. I don't know, because maybe I'm constitutionally illustrated, so I'm not going to help me because this is
you are a layman.
If that can be properly addressed, I think it will give us, you know, a federalized in terms of more figure power if you find things the better, you know. There are times when that the chairperson that you must say, but yes, guys, you are misleading us. You know? Actually, if you look at the BRICS area, when we're learning these questions, we're just quick to say no because we need to leave. But there were questions that I had to raise with them, which are relevant to EPWP. Now you could see that you put them in the bigger spotlight. They become in trouble. You see. Now, are you blaming the correct person? Is that man who developed this program and project? Or do you talk to a functionary? You know, those are the kind of questions that one raises. But I think the process will be properly answered. Because I think we are getting deep into taking our hands with what is happening there.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, Chairperson, with me, I'm asking, you know, myself, whether is this committee really confined to public works and EPWP only on humanitarian basis? What can this committee do to help that community? Because, you know, for many years I've heard people talking about women's rights, but what struck my mind then, the privacy of these women is challenged when they are being carried over that mountain. Because, you know, they are being carried by boys and men, not other women, you see. And I know how painful it is when women are about to give birth. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I know. You know, I come from a rural area. And at some stage, the clinic will be closed and we'll be having a car there. And there will be this person who's about to give birth, and you must drive person to a nearest hospital or nearest clinic. And by, you know, some way, this woman will end up giving birth in your car because you were trying to help. And, you know, some of the things, there are times when you experience them for the first time and you realize that it's not easy to be a woman, you see. So, I'm asking myself, they are not in a car. They are carrying this mama, you know, with the way he explained that old man is a Macbeth and something. And I looked at that, you know, cliff. It was going up and down. And then, you know, when he explained that, she's giving birth, they would put that thing down and face that way. And only to find that it's not. They start caring again. So, Chen, I think on humanitarian ground, I know we are charged with, you know, working with public works properly. I know that one is not part of it, but we are members of parliament. And on humanitarian grounds, how can you help those people in that village? You know, maybe send whatever message to a relevant department that could go there and make sure that at least, even if it's not, you know, completely developed overnight, but something must be done there. Secondly, I think I've mixed the two, like I was speaking about the women's rights. I think mothers should really stand up. You know, they have a supporter in me. I may be busy, but all that I'm saying is I can see that it's really tough out there. Imagine, we can say we are in housing, but your own child can become a Makoti in that area. And once she's married there, she is subjected to those conditions. So anybody can be subjected to those conditions because, you know, we interrelate, we intermarry, and your child might end up being in that area. So I think we need to help. Thank you very much.
As a person, I was going to speak, but thanks for asking Mr. Magama to speak, because he spoke everything that I wanted to speak, from 1 to 0. As a person, but on a serious note, I just want also to share something that I've been telling the guys in the company. You know, I'm one guy who believes that sometimes we are spoiling our own people. You know, in that area, we drove throughout the area. I didn't see a single shack. Those people are subjected to poverty, but they all got houses. And you come to town, people are waiting for the government to build them houses. And it's something that sometimes I ask myself, why? People in the rural area, they all got houses that are built from them, but you come to town, then everyone is just waiting for the government to build their houses. And that's something I've seen in the Eastern Cape, rural area, but everyone got a house that is built on himself. And I don't know what, this is a good challenge for us also to ask ourselves, why should people wait for government and not to
house? Thank you. Mama Dale.
I think I'm covered, but I'm an honorable member of the nothing I'm saying.
Thank you very much. Not then.
Yeah, you know, never recover. just a few things. You know, some of the things, remember we established this ministry, Yaga Trevor and Shabani, for implementation. Some of the problems in our system is that good programs, good resources are there, but they are just not implemented. The issue, for example, I mean, in this day and era, we can be carrying people in South Africa over mountains on a mattress for maternity. That's a maternity thing. People, they were just supposed to phone the hospital for an ambulance, and the ambulance should be available. I think that's how, why the ambulance is not available, or at least a mobile clinic to serve those communities. That's a question. And what is it that we can do? I'm sure the Chabani implementation, monitoring and implementation, this is their area, to implement all these resources that are there but are not used. The second thing, comment I would like to make, in fact, just before, I want to thank you, you know, I speak and I delay the committee, so for your intelligence, thanks very much. The doctor checked me the stethoscope. He didn't say anything, he persisted, I must go for an X-ray. When I went for an X-ray, which is what caused the delay, there was an infection. So I easily could have died in the prevalent. And I hear that stethoscope, the one they put in the ice, is very slow. They say if you put it in a water, you can hear actually what is happening in the other room. just if you run short of sleep and you got a stethoscope, you put it on the wall and people are sleeping, that's so you can hear everything in there. But it couldn't see what was happening inside as I went for. But on a serious tone, the last thing, you know from why this big, big on our ministry thing about rural development. What we saw in that village, that whole concept is all over South Africa. The simple reason, in my opinion, is that subsistence farming, which is what people used to make a livelihood out of, while men went to the urban area for mining or so on, at home women will supplement that wage by subsistence farming. But today, because the rains are not reliable, and subsistence farming, I don't know if it exists, but if it does, it is very limited and in fact unreliable. People who remain in the rural area, it's supposed to be wage labor because subsistence farming. They can't keep crops, there's no more grass. They can't plant little farms, you know, for mealy-mealy which they can live out of because there's just no rain. So that is the biggest problem we're facing. That actually leads to the influx of people to the rural area. All the youngsters, I mean, can't stay there and stuff in the rural area. They run to the urban area. And the urban area can't cope with the traffic, with the influx. That's why we've got social maladjustment like crime and so on. So the solution to the problems of South Africa ultimately is going to be whether we can develop, take jobs to the rural area. If we can't develop the rural area, we're going to stick with the whiteness for a long, long time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you. Actually, I wanted to comment about Nikwe. But I was saying we came from 9 different other provinces. There are people who are paid by the government who work in that province. What do they say when they see all these things? And the painful thing about the people from the rural area, because I'm also from the rural area, is that they are not asking much from the government. It's only the water, the roads, and electricity is just not their priority. Because I think even now they mentioned it because there was this 2010 whatever that is coming, so they said at least people will be watching TV and then won't be watching anything. But their priority is water and the roads. And there are people who are, I mean, there are different departments. The health department is supposed to be, and there are young kids who travel all the way to the other school, to the only one school that is there. And very young kids. What does the education department say when they see those young kids? I mean, it is a shame. I mean, had we not come there, those people, those are but I should be full medicine, I was lucky. I mean, and they like where they are. I mean, they don't want to move.
Oh.
And any other place, they like it there. So they need whatever facilities or development that is done, it needs to be done where they are. But I think maybe you give us a light as far as Nkwe, because after we left that place, I had him phoning left, right, and center trying to get hold of people who could assist. I mean, I think he was tough. by the situation.
No, there is complicated in that. It's not a lost cause. I mean, things happen for a reason. Okay. Initially, when we went there, was angry there.
Yeah.
I wanted us to turn back because we did, you know, no one could tell us who we were going. We spent 3 hours on the road without saying. But I was glad we went there. You see, so, and the hope and the aspirations of those people are now embedded in us. We've got the youth responsibility to turn the situation up. She's right, you know, this thing has been bothering me. I've been telling you that I come from a place called Waterton. We've got everything there. I'm still unhappy. It's a cool up, tables, electricity, TV is there, you name it. But we're still unhappy because there are potholes in the road. So we complain about that sort of thing. And unemployment. People are looking for basic things. I had a meeting with the Minister of the Minister of Rural Development last week. Just to sensitize on this matter. I don't know what you're doing, but this is the situation. And most of the people that I spoke to from the Eastern Cape don't know that.
And you know, Chair, we went there because we wanted to cooperate.
Spend about just over 20% or or 30%, I would say blah, 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 just to get that perspective. If we can't get it from the provinces, we need to get it from the national perspective to see how are the provinces coming into the spending package. So those are the issues that I thought I must just raise. So lastly, you know, those people are next to a river. A river in any community that you want. So yes, agriculture would be on board. Here, yeah, I was spoken to the minister, I have spoken to the chair, which is incidentally also very interested in the Eastern Cape. So, let's do that. Some of the issues that you are raising are in the report. Read it thoroughly, and let's come with recommendations. That's what you should do. Makala?
Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to do that.